So what do you think? A short talk, maybe a quiz, and then a song? Are you good with that? Yes? Yes. I haven't been known to pay attention sometimes. But just pray that I can make sense of these notes. Well, just a couple of stories on Dick, just to relax me a little. Being the law-abiding citizen that I am, this week Clarice and I, we took a little trip out in the country with our side-by-side, a little John Deere quad. We've been doing this for 3 years, and I guess the word is we try to sneak out of town quietly. So we did that this week, and we were not quite out of town, and the bylaw officer drove by, and of course he stopped us. And when he saw us, he looked, these old people were driving this quad. And he looked, he says, my, you got roll bars, your seat belts are on. He couldn't really find anything to fault us. He says, let me go to my computer, and he's looking through his law books. And we were sort of technically legal and, well, maybe not totally. We weren't on a main roadway. So, nice of Clarice, she reminded him that he could just keep driving north and we'd go south. He said, I'm not giving you open permission. Thanks, Clarice. She also told him the street we lived on, and I say, thanks, Clarice. Another thing that happened this week, I was driving at the auction, Odessa auction, working there for many years, just about 10. And, well, we were lining up to go in through the auctioneer, and I had about a minute or so. I jumped out of my car to talk to the driver next door there beside me, and the, whatever you call him, the safety guy, he comes running up. He says, get back in that car, Dick. So I did. This morning, Clarice doesn't even know this, that I spilled a cup of coffee on the rug in the spare bedroom. Sorry, Clarice. Pardon me? The cup did not break. She can look at the rug when she gets home. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, we just thank you for who you are. We're talking about God today, so we're talking about you. And I'm just thinking as I prepared this little talk how human I am. And Lord, you seem to forgive us. You love us anyway. And I pray that what could come out of this today is an awareness of your presence in our lives. That's what we want. Thank you for everyone here. And thank you for, Lord, for making all these people, making this congregation, and all these loving people whom I love. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I just want to say, too, that those of you who mow the grass, thank you. And Shane did it yesterday, and he worked a long time. You can see it's been done. If you do sign up to cut our lawn, I'm just thinking that it might not be a bad idea for two people to sign up because that grass is sure growing, right? And then they help each other. How many of you went to the movie Unplanned? Oh, lots of you. And was the theater full?
No.
Not quite?
Empty.
Empty? What day was that? Right. Amazing, eh? Yes, a lot to learn there. So, hope you had a great summer, or having a great summer, because we're in the middle of it. And we're not complaining about the rain, are we, Rudy? No. Doing whatever you like to do. And I'm glad you're here. May God bless you today. Do you feel blessed? Yes. We had a lovely 3.5 week vacation in BC, Oregon, Washington, family, friends, landscape, and we really do thank God for safe travels. And we also went to the gospel music celebration, which was good. I think I can say that the Collingworth family stole the show. That was fun. Yeah, so it's great to be back. We attended three different churches on our trip and found them to be a blessing, and that was fun. We don't get to go to other churches very often. And to see people everywhere attending church and worshiping, you know, much like we do. And along the way, I appreciated Daryl Dick's texts. If you're not on his text line, you should be, because he gets you thinking about God every single day. How about that, eh? And that's what we're supposed to be doing today. So while we were gone, Shanna texted me, get this text from the pastor, and asked me, how am I doing? And then he said, what about a devotional on Sunday, July 21st? And I'm thinking, a devotional, what would be a devotional? That would be the easy way of saying, Dick, will you preach on Sunday? So I had to ask myself, okay, do I want to give a devotional? Well, I'd say not really, but I'm here. And I ask myself, is my heart right with God so that I can be up here? And I can say no, I can say yes, I can say I hope so. Okay, so one of the things we're going to do today, I'm going to hand out a quiz, believe it or not. And the quiz isn't on what I'm talking about, well, it sort of is, but it's to see what your relationship to God is. And you don't hand it in to me, you hand it in to God. So I'll hand that out in a little while. And we do want to say at the outset that God is a good, loving, and kind God, and he does want the best for us. And our goal today is to encourage a sincere and total awareness of God in our lives, as in my heart, in my mind, in my thoughts. And I'm asking, are you a follower of God, a Christian? And if you're not, I urge you to do that. And I guess when I'm talking about God, I'm talking about God the Heavenly Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit of God. So when I think about God, when do I think about God? I thought about that. Mealtime, right? When I'm in danger, when I'm sick, when I'm anxious, when everything's bad, and when everything's good. Maybe not so much when everything's good. And when I'm reading His Word. That sounds like all the time, but somehow I forget him in my busyness. I say, God, maybe tomorrow. I'm a little busy today, so can I talk to you tomorrow? And it seemed like on our vacation that kind of happened sometimes. And I thought about, here's some ideas about thinking about God more in our lives. A devotion book, like a daily bread, radio programs, they're on all the time, as you know. Taking the time to pray for someone, having your Bible handy. Or look at this one too, I mentioned earlier, get on Daryl's text line. And he'll get you thinking about God. So what makes people forget God? Busyness, staying away from God's people, the church, not reading God's word, maybe even family, and the world, worldliness. And James 4, verse 4 says, friendship with the world is hatred toward God. So I ask, am I okay with God? James 4, 6, 7, and 8. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. So he's there waiting to come near to us. So I was talking to Miles at coffee this week on Thursday, and we were talking about the song, what was it, Miles? My Way. Frank Sinatra sang that song, and I couldn't stop thinking about that song. And after thinking about it, I gave the song a title. Ultimate Human Arrogance, a song of a life lived without God. So as we were talking about, Paul Anka discovered this song while visiting France and then rewrote the lyrics as My Way. And the lyrics changed the meaning to be about a man looking fondly on life lived on his own terms. Frank Sinatra sang that song, incidentally, and Frank Sinatra altogether sold 150 million records, and obviously this song was part of those. He lived to age 83, 1915 to 1998, his way. So I'll remind you what the song goes like. I'm not going to sing it, but it goes like this. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you know, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, there was doubt. When there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and stood tall. I did it my way. I've loved and laughed and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it also amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The records show I took the blows, I did it my way. And how does it end? Yes, it was my way. Ultimate human arrogance. And so I'm thinking, what's the opposite of that? So there was a song, I guess, no, it's a passage written by the Apostle Paul. He sold no records. And he did not die a multimillionaire, as far as I know. And he left us a great model. And his song goes like this in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to those who have loved his appearing. And I'd call that ultimate God awareness as opposed to ultimate human arrogance, the Apostle Paul. I have finished the race. Clarice and I went to the cemetery this week, and everybody we saw there had finished the race. We didn't see anybody that hadn't. Hebrews 10, 7, I have come to do your will, O Lord. Hebrews 11, 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. So the question for you and me is, are you in for God? Am I in for God? So, time for the quiz. And maybe I can get a couple of guys to come out and hand this out. Now, again, this quiz is not to me. It's to God. And you don't even have to share this with your spouse. And there's pencils. Just grab
perfect.
Okay. Another story? Oh boy, now you got me on the spot. I have no more, but James does. So while you've got them, think about this, and you can write them now if you want. God is in my life. Maybe not everybody got one. So if I made 45, but I guess, or 50, was it Shirley? Should have enough. God is in my life. I talked to God this morning. I am thankful to God. Yes or no? You could put a maybe here too. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be a yes or no. I have an idea of what God's doing in my life. Anybody not get one? You want to give one to Benny too, if you can? All good? I am thankful to God. I have an idea of what God is doing in my life. There is someone I love and respect who serves God. This is a tough one, this next one. I live my life my way. I live my life God's way. I'm pretty sure that if I died today, God would let me into his heaven. In the past month, I talked to someone about God, and I remember who that person is. I have read God's work this week. I am confident God is pleased with me. I remember when I first met God. I love God more than anything or anyone, and I will do better connecting with God this week. I'll just give you another minute. So maybe while you're writing and thinking, the worship team can come up. It's a tough one, isn't it? I didn't know I could make up such a tough exam. It was tough for me, I'll tell you that. Like, I had a really, really hard time with, I'm confident that God is pleased with me. Right? I don't know. We hope, we pray, don't we? Okay, so we're going to close by singing this song, That God Is So Good. And if you guys don't know this song, you'll learn it right away. That God is so good. He cares for me. He loves me so. He's coming soon. I love him so, and he answers prayers. Amen.